The Pulse of Spokane is a broad show that showcases many different things in our community. Sponsored by Local 29 Firefighters Union, Well-Dressed Walrus, and Homes for You.
Welcome back to the Pulse of Spokane. I'm your host, Mallory Carbon, and today I'm joined by Mike Marzetta. Hi.
Hi.
It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about Mind's Eye Robotics and what you do there?
Sure. I'm sort of the inventor, I guess, and sort of the president now, but it's, I guess for lack of a better word, it's sort of like a Lego system on steroids.
Okay.
So we've got like a quick lock connector, so it gives you the quickness of a Lego, but they stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, currently we're emphasizing things like flying drones and self-driving UGV outdoor, you know, GPS-powered self-driving Mars rovers and automobiles,
right,
and things like that. And it's like hobby level.
Okay.
Power.
Cool. So is it educational programming? Is it geared toward children?
Yeah. I think we've got kits and labs and modules that, you know, range from, probably late, primary school.
Okay.
Up through college.
Yeah.
And kind of our thing is just, design, build, program, and then explore. And then, of course, that's typically the order it happens in, because pretty much all of our stuff just shows up in a bag of parts, and you've got to build
it. Put things together.
Yeah, and usually the kits have have all the parts for more than one type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like with our UAV kit, we have the ability to build like a X or a tight X or a six copter or an eight blade copter or a 4x4 where the blades are over and under. And soon we'll be kind of integrating some airfoils in there.
Cool.
So you can get horizontal flight and leverage the wind on a horizontal, kind of a mix between an airplane and a drone.
Yeah. So do you have classes or places that people can learn how to set these up and kind of the physics behind it all and kind of what it all means?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about them.
We've got a whole bunch of different curriculums.
Okay.
Ranging from mild to wild. And, all the curriculums are online, rapidly transitioning like the rest of the world to online education.
Right.
We had a little bit of a head start because we were going there anyways because the market was starting to demand it, but got a little jump start there at the end.
Totally.
And, they can access it online. And there's a number of courses, ranging from a, 10-hour mini lab. Like we have a catapult lab where they, shoot balls at target.
Yeah.
And they measure the dispersion and they calculate histograms and trending, a little bit of Six Sigma in there. And then they make improvements to the catapult and see if it's improving, not. And, it's kind of a design engineering thing, too.
With immediate feedback.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Being able to tinker around. And
yeah.
Cool.
Ranging from, self-driving Mars rover that, I can have it go, way up the hill and over there and it'll avoid objects. There was these one folks down in the desert that I forget the name of, but is with they took one of our chassis and I think they built up the electronics a little bit and let it go in the desert, and it was out there for quite a while.
Yeah.
It was mostly just randomly going, but it got quite far before it got stuck, and they had like billboards and stuff. Have you seen this robot? It was kind of cute. It was Code X, I think, was the name of the thing. It was the anyways.
Well, it looks like you've brought something, a mask. Can you tell me a little bit about what you got here?
Yeah, this is our, when I say our, I mean we're in a kind of a three-way partnership. A company out of Coeur d'Alene, technology company by the name of Continuous Composites is sort of the lead, and they kind of visualize, of course, with the COVID scenario coming on, that disposable masks were, well, they're disposable.
Right, needing a longer-term solution.
Yeah, so this one snaps open, and you got this little filter here. That this is really all you have to throw out.
Yeah.
And it's all concentrated. It's got some nice advantages. And you can see these ridges in here. There's a pleated version that's thicker. Mm-hmm. And that would be like a N95 hospital grade.
Filter.
Yeah. And these are as good, I believe. They're just not FDA certified. So, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it's got some cool advantages. Like you get a really good seal on this inner surface. Oopsie. so you can see Mm-hmm. I'm not even pushing on it, and you know, if I had my glasses, you can put it on there, and when you blow out, you don't get fog on your glasses,
because right.
It doesn't leak
really definitely
all the air.
Just a big inconvenience, not being able to see.
yeah, and you know, any air that's going in and out anywhere that is not going through the cloth is not actually getting filtered. So on your average mask, depending on how good it is, you know, there's some proportion of air that's getting around the filter that's not filtered, you know, where this one's like trying to direct, maybe not 100%, but, you know, certainly in the high 90s, all the air going through here, you know, when I push on it, I don't really feel any leakage.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so.
And what has your role been in helping in the creation of these masks?
Well, we initially helped a lot in the design. You know, they kind of had an idea what they wanted to do, but making that moldable is hard sometimes, you know. And so we kind of helped them with the design for manufacturing and stuff. And, yeah, and then we come up with a pretty good fitting mask. And so now we're... So we built the molds that make these, and then we run the production using the molds, plastic injection molding, to make the nose caps and the rubber mask and the little clips.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost wrapping up on the second mold, which is a smaller face piece.
Yeah.
For
maybe for a kid.
Yeah, for a kid. This is this has quite a bit of range because it conforms, but it's still a little big for, you know, a small kid's face.
Right. And what's the material that it's made out of?
This is just kind of a rubber.
Yeah.
It's got some additives in it which make it autoclavable, which is the process that hospitals use to clean things.
Sterilize.
So they can throw in the autoclave oven at the end of the day. And I think this is a medical grade polycarbonate, and the filter is a ancient secret, of course.
Of course.
Because I'm not sure what this material is. It's not the N95 material. I'm told it's as good or better. It's just, you know, the FDA stuff.
And does that kind of mask have a name?
This is the C95 mask. Mm-hmm. C for continuous composites.
Cool.
And all made in America.
Right.
All made in Spokane, technically. The third partner is... True Seals, and they've made a quite a large investment in the filter technology.
Mm-hmm.
To not just because it's hard to get filter stuff, so especially made in the United States. So I think, you know, they're committing to actually making the filters themselves, not just punching them out of the material, but like weaving them and stuff like that. And that's not a small undertaking.
No, not at all. Especially right now.
Yeah, but it's so hard to get, you know, actual N95 material.
Right.
Unless you're making your own. So.
Correct. And where can consumers buy them if that piques their interest?
You can get them on the internet. I can't rattle off the Yeah, I can't rattle off the name now. It's on the Continuous Composites website.
Yeah.
If you just enter in, like, just Google Continuous Composites mask or PPE mask or N95 mask, it'll pop right to it.
And about how much do they go for?
I think it comes about $20, and that includes some
filters.
Change of filters and stuff like that. And, of course, that's just a single version. There's bulk rates for institutions, you know.
Right.
If, say, the city of Spokane or something like that wanted to, you know, buy 10,000 of them or something like that. You know, then it'd be a nice discount, of course, you know.
Right.
Yeah, things like that.
Great. Well, it sounds like you're really trying to make a difference and taking advantage of this changing climate and really wanting to make something that helps people.
Yeah. I mean, really that was probably the most thing that made it easy to invest in, because we normally just do contract manufacturers. We're like, we'll make your product for you.
Right.
But, you know, this was something where we felt like we can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, and right now, too, you know, running a company of 200, it's everybody's pretty tense. You know, we've got a lot of people out on shared work, you know, which means they can kind of work lower hours and get compensated for the hours they don't work instead of completely being on unemployment. And it's tense, and just having somebody to go, hey, guys, we're going to make these,
right.
You know, we're part of the solution, you
Absolutely.
Know, and there was just rapidly accelerating timelines trying to get this online.
I'm sure.
Everybody rallied and, you know, better than sitting back and, you know, waiting for this thing to go away. At least you can have something to do productively.
Right, and feel like you're making a difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today,
Mike. Well, thank you.
It was great to talk to you.
Well, it was great to talk to you.
Of course. Well, that's all for this edition of the Pulse of Spokane, and thank you for watching.
At Wendell Motors, we've always had one priority.
Taking care of you, our customer.
From now through September, finance a new, used, or certified pre-owned through Ford Credit, and if you lose your job, you can return your vehicle to us for up to 1 year from the date you purchased it. And we still have unheard of 0% financing for 72 months and up to $4,750 in retail customer cash on select 2020 Fords in July.
We know things have been difficult, but we're here for you.
The Ford promise is the Wendell promise.
I'm former Washington State Representative Leonard Christian, and since I left office, the budget has almost doubled, and the governor signed comprehensive K-12 sex education into law. He's also abused his emergency powers. I'm asking for your support to help me return to Olympia so that I can protect businesses and families. I'm Leonard Christian, the reasonable right candidate, and I ask for your vote.
Paid for by Leonard Christian for State Representative, Republican.
National Barricade and Sign Company is a well-established company founded in 1957. National Barricade has become a well-known business in the Spokane Valley for more than 50 years. Over the years, we have built long-lasting relationships with many cities, counties, and their departments of transportation. Customers come to us because they know they are going to get the best quality service at the best possible price. National Barricade prides itself on getting the job done in a timely manner. We know that contractors must have certain items in a timely fashion to get their job done. And if we don't have it, we will get it. We guarantee fast service no matter how long it takes.
Hi, this is Kurt Stockwell with Well Dressed Walrus. We are a local website design and development company here in Spokane. What we do is build beautiful, usable websites for local businesses. A website needs to be beautiful. It needs to be usable for your users, your customers, and yourself. Contact us anytime. We'd love to talk with you about your online marketing.
Thanks for watching. Ask the host a question, recommend a guest, or check out any of our other programs on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SpokaneTalksMedia.com. Sponsored by Local 29 Firefighters Union, Well-Dressed Walrus, and Homes for You.